Hello and welcome to the Campus Chronicle podcast. This is Andy Loniger, the advisor of the Campus Chronicle. We had a little bit of a technical glitch and we lost the intro to this recording. So we are going to jump right in and listen to Kennedy, Laura, Bella, Deshae, and Riley talk about the end of the semester.
Oh wait, so I guess it's just you two.
Just for now.
So let's put you on the spot. How does it feel leaving?
Feels sad, but I'm excited for like whatever is next. You know, you can't stay in the same spot forever. So I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely feels weird because this has been the normal for two semesters. So it's just different, but changes can be good.
Are you going to go to another magazine at
Iowa? No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
I think I will. I'm going to try it and then see what happens.
I've heard good things about the Daily Iowan. You sure you don't want to go?
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't really go with my major, so...
That makes sense.
I don't know. I don't think it will.
I wish we had college radio. I'm really stuck on that. I want to own a radio station, basically. Think how fun that would be.
That would be really fun.
Girl,
I don't know how to.
Yeah, let me get my radio power.
You could, like...
But I saw a girl on TikTok, and I was like, oh my god, I want to be her.
She owns a radio station?
Not owns, but, like, she runs her college radio station.
You know, next year would be fun, like, the podcast having specific segments, and then you guys, like, have your own segment.
I think we should have the same thing. Out there. Like, have people walk up an open chair.
Oh, god.
You want to be on our podcast? I love it. No, that would be really funny.
We'll see. We'll try it out. It's like the ASMR thing where, like, we say it's going to happen and then it falls through.
I was really sad about that. Hopefully next year you guys bring it back.
For
in my
you.
Honor.
Yeah.
I come
like a memorial.
I guess that's you start doing ASMR.
That's your guest appearance.
That's my guest appearance.
Well, maybe Mark will answer you back.
Oh, my god.
Mark who? Walmart?
Ruffalo. They all left me undelivered. That was, I think. Last I knew, no one...
Really wait, rude. You sent them a message?
Was it the last podcast?
I didn't.
Oh, fake fan.
Just skip most of it, go to the end.
The last, like, 20 minutes. So I sent Mark Ruffalo, Robert Downey Jr., Sebastian Stan, Jeremy Renner, Chris Evans, Florence Pugh, and Tom Hiddleston DMs last week. And never got a response.
No one responded.
What did you say? Just
we were
like,
trying
hi.
To. So we want Mark Ruffalo on the podcast. That's really the end all be all goal.
Yeah.
So I reached out to him and all his friends.
Maybe he just hasn't seen it yet.
You know, he's busy, I guess.
Delusion. He's not coming. We're going to have to find a lookalike or something.
Just manifest it. It'll
do you think he has Cameo? Maybe I can, like, pay for a Cameo.
That's actually, that might be funny. That
there
would be
go.
Really funny. You should do that.
He might. I don't know. Is he down... on money?
I don't think he is.
What if you had, like, Trisha Paytas? I know she has a cameo.
Girl, I would pay so much for a Trisha Paytas cameo. She probably dated him.
Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah, she dated, like, everybody. Quentin Tarantino. And
no. Really?
Yeah. For a while.
Wait, wasn't she married to him?
Oh, I don't think married.
Oh, who was she married to?
Jason Nash.
Oh, okay.
She was engaged to Jason Nash, but she's married now. She has a kid, Malibu Barbie.
I love Malibu Barbie, and she's pregnant with Elvis.
I don't know what's happening. Who's Elvis and who's Malibu Barbie?
Oh,
what
else?
We're just saying words.
I would cry.
The way this conversation transitioned from a sign-off to this, it's awesome. I like it.
That's usually how the podcast goes,
What was I looking up? Oh, Trisha Paytas and Quentin Tarantino.
That's funny.
She was also in an Eminem commercial, not commercial, music video. Yeah.
She looks great, too.
She's lived, like, every lifetime ever.
Okay. She was on Ellen and, like,
America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
She can sing?
No.
Not at all.
I love
oh,
her.
Do you not say not at all? I Love You, Jesus
oh
is
yes,
a,
that's such a
banger. Mark Ruffalo doesn't have Cameo, like, surprise, surprise, I guess.
What about, like,
does Jeremy Renner?
Yeah.
I feel like
he has his own app, so I feel like, you know, maybe.
We should normalize just not being able to do things and doing them anyway. I think that's good.
She wrote a song about Quentin Tarantino, I think.
Trisha?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Quentin
the
Tarantino?
Director.
For Kill Bill?
And, like, Pulp Fiction?
Oh,
okay.
You don't
movies.
Know what Kill Bill is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
This guy right here.
He looks scary.
Oh. He looks like
let me
something.
See. I've never seen a picture of him. Oh, ooh, that was our, that's our baby daddy?
No.
Oh, okay.
People think they dated. I guess they did date?
They did date.
I guess.
Her baby daddy is
Moses.
Moses.
Okay, I've seen Moses.
Okay.
That's why I was confused. How old is he?
Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah, like 70?
60.
No, he's like 70.
Some of these people are charging some crazy prices for their cameos. These has-beens.
Like what?
hold on. Let me find someone I even recognize.
Are those people?
Yeah, whoever Chris Sullivan is, I'm not paying $300 for you. Sorry, I couldn't even tell you who you are.
You're going to have to put that on your list.
Quentin Tarantino is 61 years old. So.
Basically 70.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
70. That's her husband, though. Yeah. Much better looking
than. Oh, great. My God. Okay, there's an actor from She-Hulk. Mark Ruffalo is He-Hulk. I'm getting him on the show.
So tell us about Mark. Why isn't he responding to us?
Yeah.
Does he know about us?
He should. I've made fun of him every episode, basically.
You gotta just DM him.
Since. More. Okay, well, it didn't let me. He might have blocked me, actually.
Well, you can get, like, verified. If you get verified, then he'll probably.
And don't, all I need is an article, like, with my name in it?
No, you can just pay to get verified now. It's like a. Yeah, it's like a subscription. I think it's like $5 a month.
I'm gonna jump to the front of Mark Ruffalo's DM line. Yeah.
You just have to be verified. I think that's how Instagram works now. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I'm gonna take your word for it. Guys, get ready. When he's on the show next year, you're not gonna know what hit you.
Yeah, you're gonna see it one day. Mark Ruffalo and the Campus Chronicle.
I'll be like, she made it. I'm like, Bella made it. I love that for her.
The thing is, he's gonna be like, so why did you make fun of me? And I'll be like, I don't know.
It's showbiz, Mark. Yeah. You know how it is.
You know the industry.
We don't really mean any of this. It's all entertainment.
Honestly, all of those still stand. Taylor Swift's probably moved up the list.
Hold on a second. Uh-huh. Like, have you guys listened to her album?
Yeah.
Listen to one song.
2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours.
31 songs.
Is all of that?
2 hours. What was that? Unbelievable.
Bella, could you explain the some serial killers on your hate list?
Like, yeah. Only some of them. It was just a certain group I made fun of.
Okay.
This is just who I've... The hate list in real life is a lot longer, but it's, like, who I've topically talked about. Because, like, we only mentioned, like, four people. Yeah. So it's just, like, some of the serial killers.
Okay.
Matthew.
Because what was I supposed to list? Dahmer, Ted Bundy, John Wayne Gacy. Like, that would have made my list even longer. So just some serial killers.
Jeffrey Dahmer actually have the same birthday.
You told us that.
I tell everybody that. It's coming up if you guys want to. May 21st.
Yeah. I'm going to remember that now.
Yeah, so.
For Jeffrey Dahmer's sake, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Jeffrey's birthday. It's Deshae's birthday.
I'm going to eat cake in his honor. Or maybe not, actually.
Yeah, actually, I don't want to eat anything in his honor.
Just eat it in my honor.
And what is it about Matthew Morrison that puts him on your hate list?
Ooh,
this what could is be, it about Matthew Morrison?
Yeah. I'm curious.
What is that?
We explained this after.
Yeah,
I don't remember. I have a brain so
ever seen the movie Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium.
Have any of you seen this movie?
No.
Okay, they didn't have childhoods.
I think so, yeah.
So, maybe. Basically, it's this toy store that is, like, alive. Okay, yeah. And the sock monkey's alive. Do you know what a sock monkey is?
Yeah.
Everyone knows what a sock monkey is?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay, I was like, don't tell me you don't know what a sock monkey is. And, well, he's sad. All he wants is a friend, and he does that.
He reaches out at people?
And people, like, walk past him, okay?
It's so
they ignore
sad.
Him. They
Ew,
abandon
that's
him.
That's kind of the equivalent to the guy who goes, like, can I get a hug?
Basically.
Like, where my hand?
So the sock monkey's also a pick-me, apparently. But I have one, and it's sitting in my closet at home, in the closet alone. So he's, like, sitting in the dark, and he's sad. So she told me to add him to the hate list.
I noticed
that's him. That's wait, the monkey.
Oh, okay.
So he's in my closet in the dark, and it's kind of upsetting for him, but...
It's really depressing.
So he made the list.
That's
you just
so
call
funny.
Him the Where My Hug At monkey.
Where My Hug At. Yeah. Ugh, God.
Yeah, and then Matthew Morrison, anything he did on Glee was actually atrocious other than the Singing in the Rain and Umbrella remix.
Is that the blonde with the big lips?
No, that's Sam Evans.
I love him.
Matthew Morrison's the teacher who, like, is in love with all of his students.
But yeah, that is true.
Okay.
He's so
the
handsome,
Grinch
though.
The Grinch. Okay.
Matthew Morrison? Am I the only one who thinks he's handsome?
My jaw just hit the floor, guys.
I, like, can't even picture who that is.
He's...
Handsome?
Nobody.
Okay, guys, so thank you for listening to today's podcast. I'm actually not returning next semester.
He's okay.
No.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
he's handsome.
I just thought about Kurt Russell. and you were wrong.
I didn't say that about Kurt Russell.
Is okay.
Oh, okay.
He's handsome.
I can't see that. My eyes don't work.
Oh,
perfect.
It's the bad. Okay. That's a bad picture. Yeah,
there you go.
That's a bad picture. Yeah.
What?
That is a bad picture. Let me see.
They all say.
Yeah, look, he's cute. No. No.
Yeah, no.
You know that, like, audio on TikTok?
That's
his name.
He's an Iowa 8.
God, I can't believe you just said that. I think I gotta. Hold on.
If anyone's watching this, make sure you tag us.
Who's watching?
They're listening. If anyone's listening.
He's so handsome.
That is not fair.
Okay, she's like showing like him as a Grinch, like in costume.
Oh.
Wait, why don't you like, because of his character though? Like,
he's
his
just
character
annoying.
Is kind of a little creepy.
I feel like he's Mr. Shoe in real life. I just can't believe he played like Link in Hairspray.
I didn't see that.
Not you ever seen Hairspray? Not, like, he's was on the Broadway one. Ago, yeah. But, like, so on Broadway he played Link, but in the movie it's Zac Efron.
Which is not even on the same.
No.
Like, he can't compete with Zac Efron.
Is Zac Efron handsome?
You know who Zac Efron is?
No, I
that's
do.
Troy Bolton.
I'm trying to see what you guys, like, level is.
His is Link. Not now that he broke his jaw and is all puffy.
Oh.
I'm having deja vu. Because we've had this exact conversation. Who else on there? Taylor Swift, yeah. She was on my good side, now she's back on the hate list. Because that album was about Maddie Healy, and she better watch out.
No, I know who Zac Efron is.
Okay, this is just the recap of the hate list.
Really?
That's what this is.
Yeah, it just intrigued me when I saw the hate list. I had a couple questions.
That's the only thing that's left on the whiteboard.
The Sock Monkey, really, I do feel bad. I think I will apologize. We're going to make amends today, guys. Okay. The Sock Monkey is coming out of my closet when I go home this weekend, so he can be erased. That should be the goal by the time I leave next year. Is to have.
How are you going to contact serial killers? What's your plan with that?
Ouija board.
Oh, yeah. We did a Ouija board podcast.
Oh. It's just scraping against. Yeah, tell us what you think. Oh my god, he's here, guys.
That's funny. Well, this has been really fun. I've been working with you guys for like a couple months, and I just enjoyed it. I had a really good time. So, yeah.
This feels like the end of a sitcom. Like when they would like do, but like, you know, when they do like the ending episode would be like the episode and then they'd be like the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We're all like saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Wow. This is crazy.
That was like ASMR right there. What
was.
Just did.
I know.
In the microphone.
Eventually.
Oh,
we'll get one. Oh, that probably was loud.
We just switched to ASMR.
We get in trouble. It gets cut.
Side eye.
It's like, knock it off. What did I tell you guys about the ASMR?
Wait, okay, actually, what's everyone's favorite article they wrote?
I really like the one I did with Anthony. I thought that one was really fun. But I love the intersectionality on feminists. That one, that's like a heart of mine.
I really like the Navy piece that I did from COVID perspective, from being out when I was out in the Navy and COVID was going on out there. That's probably my favorite piece.
I don't know. I guess I like them all. From this semester, probably the AI piece, because that was the most work for me. It was a lot of interviews, but like last semester, the interview with Paul Burr, that was really fun.
I don't really have much. All of my opinion pieces, I would say.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fashion show was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think the fashion show was good.
That was just fun. But I don't know, I liked interviewing my friend Claire, I guess, about the funeral home thing.
Okay. Well, I have to.
Do you have to leave?
Oh, I do too.
You guys are welcome.
This is it? No, we're done?
Yeah, we are.
Because everyone has to leave.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
This is the end of an era.
Wow.
Well,
forever.
Should I hit him with it one more time?
Don't.
Oh. Wow. I can't. No. Someone else say goodbye now.
Silenced.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
That was the bye.